We will begin this mindful movement sequence in the standing pose, arranging your feet so that they are directly underneath your hips, about 4 or 6 inches apart, sensing your feet making contact with the floor and supporting the weight of your body. Arranging your feet so that they are facing forwards, allowing the knees to be slightly bent, tucking the pelvis slightly so the natural curve of your back is lengthened, sensing the spine rising up out of the pelvis, supporting the spine by contracting slightly the abdominal wall. Lifting and opening the chest, inviting the shoulders to pull back and downward slightly, turning the palms so they are facing forwards if that is comfortable for you, dropping the chin slightly to extend the back of the neck, pressing the crown of the head gently towards the sky. Relaxing effort so that the position can be assumed without strain. Sensing the breath moving in the belly. With each exhalation, letting go of effort or strain. Sensing the stability of this position, the balance, centeredness, and sturdiness of this position. Taking a stand in this moment. Attending to the full range of sensations of pressure and weight bearing in the feet, of muscles at work supporting your legs, hips, pelvis, and torso, the ease of the hands and arms as they hang loosely at your sides, sensing the body at rest and yet also the effort of the body. Bringing your attention to the sensations of breathing. You may notice the sensations in the upper chest, the back, the rib cage. You may notice sensations of breathing in the belly. Allowing the breath to move freely. Noticing the sensations as you breathe in. Noticing the sensations as you breathe out. Noticing the sense of stillness in the pose. And yet, noticing also the movement within the stillness. We refer to this as the mountain pose. At any point in the standing sequence, you may wish to return to the mountain pose as a position of rest. Lifting the heel of the right foot, rotating the ankle so the toes and the small bones of the front of the foot are massaged against the floor. Taking time to rotate the right heel in the opposite direction. Now shifting your weight onto the right foot lifting the left heel and rotating the left foot so that the toes and the small bones and ligaments of the left foot are massaged against the floor. Rotating the foot in the opposite direction and sensing any differences. Bringing the feet closer together and bending the knees. Placing your hands gently upon the upper thighs and rotating your knees first in one direction and then the other. Now, taking a step sideways so that the feet are more than the shoulder's width apart. Placing your hands on your hips and rotating the pelvis at the waist. First in small circles, and then increasingly larger circles. Sensing the sensations in the hips, the thighs, and the legs. Now reversing the direction of the circles. First, making large circles involving the hips and thighs, and then making smaller circles, ending with just the subtle movements of the pelvis at the waist. Placing your hands on your hips, and with your feet still shoulders width apart, twist from the waist from side to side, allowing the breath to move freely in and out. Now, releasing your hands from your hips, allowing the arms to swing loosely, and twisting from the ankles, first one way and then the other, engaging the head and neck and eye, twisting one way and then the other, involving all of the spine from the top of the head all the way down to the feet. Rearranging your feet so that they are again directly underneath the hips, and allowing your arms to fall loosely at your sides. On your next exhalation, allowing the chin to tuck towards the chest, extending the back of the neck. On your next inhalation, returning the head to the neutral position. Taking several breaths to extend the neck as you bring your chin towards the chest, and then return the head to neutral on inhalation. On your next exhalation, bringing your chin over your right shoulder, allowing the eyes to engage in the twist as well, looking over the right shoulder. As you inhale, returning the head to neutral, and as you exhale, moving the chin over the left shoulder. As you breathe, continue to loosen the neck by moving your nose in circles of increasing size, first in one direction and then the other. With your arms still loosely hanging at your sides, rolling the shoulders by first bringing them forward, then up towards the ears, rotating them back and then down, continuing to allow the breath to move freely while rotating the shoulders forward, up, back, and down. And now reversing the direction so the shoulders move back, up, forward, and down. Returning to the mountain pose with your feet directly below your hips, palms facing forward, spine erect, neck tucked downwards gently, sensing what is present in the body. Noticing the movement of the breath in the body, the sensations of warmth or coolness, tightness or looseness. Sensing the aliveness of the body. Letting go of any strain with each out breath. On your next inhalation, breathing the arms upward over the head and continuing to allow the breath to move at its own pace while you're stretching and lengthening the body, reaching towards the sky with one hand and then the other, pressing the feet down into the floor and lengthening the body. Sensing the stretch in the waist and torso. First on one side and then the other. On your next exhalation, allowing the left arm to drift down to your side, placing it comfortably wherever it falls on your body, while the right arm remains extended overhead and curving the body towards the left into a half moon position. Experimenting with sensations in the head and neck by bringing your gaze upward to the lifted right hand. On your next inhalation, lifting the left arm and reaching toward the sky with both hands, sensing the stretching sensations on the left and right sides. On your next exhalation, allowing the right hand to slide along the right thigh, keeping the left arm lifted above the head, and now curving toward the right so that the half moon position is reversed, allowing the breath to continue to move freely, investigating sensations in the side body as you breathe in and out. On your next inhalation, lifting the right arm over the head and again stretching the spine from the heels to the fingertips. As you exhale, bending the knees and the hips, reaching the arms forward and the buttocks back as if sitting down into a chair. Holding this position while the breath is moving freely. Sensing the effort in the thighs and hips. On your next inhalation, pushing down into the feet, extending the knees and the hips, and again stretching both hands vertically toward the sky. Now bending your knees deeply, bending forward, allowing the arms and head and neck to fall loosely toward the floor, surrendering to gravity. If your back is a sensitive location for you, allowing the hands to rest on the thighs for additional support. Allowing the breath to move easily in and out. Sensing the stretched back and belly as it breathes. On your next exhalation, with your knees still generously bent, taking hold of your right leg with your left hand and twisting toward the right, looking over your right shoulder. You may wish to extend the stretch further by raising the right arm upwards toward the sky. Sensing the stretch in the upper and lower back, being attentive to any strong sensations, and respecting the limits of your body as they emerge in this moment. On the next exhalation, letting go of the right leg, lowering the right arm, and reversing the twist by taking the left leg in the right hand, being sure that your knees continue to be bent, completing the twist by turning the head to the left and raising the left arm towards the sky. Noticing both the possibility and the limits of this motion. On your next inhalation, letting go of the left leg and returning to the neutral position with your knees bent and your head either loosely hanging down or supported with your hands on your knees. As you are ready, on your next inhalation, pressing down through the feet and beginning to straighten the back, starting with the lower spine and moving slowly up the spine as you stack the vertebra one on top of the next until arriving at the neck and finally the head. Arranging yourself in the mountain pose, sensing what is present in the body in this moment, tension or looseness, warmth or coolness, or any changes in the breath. Resting here for a moment. What is present? greeting whatever is here with an attitude of tender-hearted acceptance. With the feet directly below the hips, bending the knees slightly, and on the next inhalation, spreading the arms widely, bringing the shoulder blades together, stretching the fingers so the palms open widely, arching the lower spine slightly, and tipping the head slightly backwards. The eyes lifting upwards as if opening to the world around you. And on exhalation, bringing the arms forward, clasping your hands together, extending the arms so that the shoulder blades are stretched apart. The chin is tucked down toward the chest. The pelvis tucks in, and the lower spine rounds itself as if preparing for a dive, keeping the knees bent slightly, allowing the breath to inspire your movement, opening and spreading the arms and hands wide with inhalation, and bringing the arms forward, rounding the spine and the lower back on exhalation. Moving at your own pace and with your own breath. Coming to rest again in the mountain pose. Arranging yourself with your feet below your hips, the knees slightly bent, the pelvis tucked in gently, the spine rising up out of the pelvis, the shoulders gently tucked back and down, the arms extended at your sides with the palms facing forward. The chin tucked slightly downward toward the chest, allowing the eyes to close if you wish. Sensing what is present in the body in this moment. Expanding your attention to include the sensations of breathing in the body. Investigating balance, it may be helpful to situate yourself near a chair or a wall for additional support. On your next inhalation, breathing your arms up so that they are reaching out at shoulder level from side to side. Using your eyes to help support your balance by fixing your eyes on a small point about 6 feet ahead of you or on the floor in front of you, shifting your weight onto your left foot and unweighting the right foot, experimenting with lifting the heel and perhaps the toe of the right foot off the floor, continuing to breathe, and feeling what there is to be sensed in the right foot and in the left foot, the back and the sides. And when you are ready, allowing the right foot to come back to the floor and allowing your arms to drift gently back to your sides. Sensing your weight evenly distributed between the right and left sensing the body breathing in a relaxed and balanced pose. And on your next inhalation, allowing the breath to lift the arms up to your sides and shifting your weight onto your right foot, unweighting the left foot as the heel and perhaps the toes lift up off the floor. Again, using your eyes to support the balancing pose. Sensing your body breathing as you hold this position. Sensing the parts of your body at work and those parts that are at rest. As you are ready, on your next exhalation, allowing the arms to return loosely to your sides and bringing your weight so that it is evenly distributed on both feet. Returning once again to the mountain pose. Sensing your body being supported by the soles of your feet. Attending to the breath moving in the body. Noticing sensations of the body at rest, and yet noticing the movement in the stillness. Letting go of all effort and strain. Awake, aware, at ease. Greeting yourself just as you are in this moment. May you acknowledge your innate beauty in this moment and carry this with you through your day.